In their war of independence from Great Britain, Americans deployed an unlikely secret weapon, music. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder has more.
Victory seemed sure for the best-trained army in the world. When British redcoats marched against American colonists in 1775, Yankee Doodle
starts out as a tune that British soldiers used to ridicule Americans.
Musicology professor Myron Gray. As fortunes improved for the poorly equipped American army during the early phases of the Revolution, they made up their own irreverent text to the British tune.
And it becomes an emblem of the American Revolution.
There was Captain Washington and gentle folks about him. They say he's grown so tired.
The upstart Americans appropriated other British tunes as well, like Rule Britannia, resolving in new words to perish or be free.
Rule Britannia, which was a British naval imperialist anthem, has been turned on its head. This act of parodying British music was kind of a musical analog to what was going on militarily. So it's a way of kind of overturning the meaning of these songs and kind of rising up and claiming them for yourself. Music, in conjunction with other sorts of symbols and rituals, were ultimately just as important as any kind of military strategy or victory that would ultimately bring about the revolution.
The audacity and courage of the American people, reflected in music, forced the founding of freedom that we celebrate today.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.